Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, happy Tuesday. It is the Brent Mega Show. Thank you for hanging out with us every single day. We appreciate it. One of the first things we always do on the show is kick it off with some good news. Hannah picked out today's story. What did you pick out for us, Hannah?
Yeah, I have a story about an Uber driver and an Uber rider who became family.
All right, how? We'll find out in one song on the Brent Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So a lot of time when people do Uber, they're just looking for something like super quick and easy to, you know, pay some bills on the side. There's not a lot of heart usually in an Uber ride. But for some reason, one day there was a 27-year-old woman in California named Diana. She was the driver. She got an order to pick up a 92-year-old rider who was looking for a ride to church. So within this ride to drop off this 92-year-old at church, the driver and her kind of like sparked a connection. And now every single week they have connected to do, it's kind of like a personal driver or like a chauffeur that they've had. So now this person takes this 92-year-old to golf every week, to church every week. Anytime this person needs a ride, they like do it offside of Uber now because they have such a strong connection.
Like, that is the so chauffeur cool. driver
yeah.
for
yeah, yeah, it's so cute. Yes. I love that. The connection they must have had or like the conversation in mm-hmm. that one church ride must have been like really strong. And I love like at least for the 92-year-old's family, they probably like have a sense of comfort knowing like, okay, we have someone trusted yeah. every single time that, you know, our elder family member is going to be taking a ride instead of getting in like a sketchy Uber every single time.
I hope that's the case. I honestly thought it made me sad to think that like, I don't, like, when you think of Ubers, you see people hopping out of Ubers at the bar. I don't see a lot of people Ubering to church.
My sister in college Ubers to church every week, yeah.
Her and this 92-year-old just getting rides, like, yeah. I just don't think of it. Like, you think of a 92-year-old, she's not calling an Uber and headed out to church and then hopping out of the Uber mm-hmm. driver.
Well,
so
she doesn't...
see you later. So I did think to myself, like, oh my God, it's so sad. I wonder if she has family around or people to drive her to church. And I think your perspective is beautiful, though, of just like, well, now she knows she's in good hands because
right,
she
yeah.
doesn't no longer have to Uber to church. She has a chauffeur.
Well, now, yeah. and I'm forgetting the best part of the whole story. She doesn't even charge this old person.
Oh, my
anymore.
Gosh.
That's awesome.
She's just like out of the goodness of the heart.
Yeah. Now she's no longer an Uber driver. She's just like a chaperone.
Yes.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day here on the Brent Mega Show. Would you rather have shrimp flavored toothpaste? So go to brush your teeth and you're just, you know, rubbing some shrimp on them. Or the deodorant that smells like cheese.
Oh my gosh. What kind of, why is this the poll? That's disgusting. I guess if I had to pick, I would do the shrimp flavored toothpaste. I don't want to mess with anything in armpits.
Really?
Really?
Because
no.
you already got like double bad combo if you're doing like BO and cheese.
I would
sour.
I'd do the cheese in the armpits because I wouldn't have to taste
yeah.
the shrimp. Just, ugh.
I feel like like a cheese flavor, though, is more potent, and you would notice if someone smelled like cheese.
And it would be awesome.
No.
I love cheese.
Oh my gosh. Not a sour cheese.
So I didn't say it. I said cheese. Like, man, like I love the smell of cheese. Pizza, queso. Like
mixed with your BO.
I don't smell. And I just love cheese.
Well, AB and I are sweaty. So.
I love cheese. So I'd rather smell like cheese. Like, brush my teeth with shrimp is, and then your mouth would never really feel clean because it'd be shrimpy. Like, that's a thing.
The polls are open. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We put 2 minutes on the clock. You're probably just running out of the house. And so we read off headlines that are trending. And then Hannah tells me, keep scrolling. We're busy. We ain't got time for that. Or she'll tell me which ones she's curious about. I know she's a dirty soda drinker. Are you going to be a heavy soda drinker?
Depends on what it is.
So apparently this started at gas stations in southern Missouri. And the guy on TikTok that I watched said that he heard that some people in northern Missouri have never even heard of it. It's very southern Missouri, regional exclusive, but he thinks they're going to catch on. They're for people that like their ratio of syrup to be extremely syrupy and sweet.
Oh.
So gas stations in Missouri started, like, I guess you can open up those, like, you know, like fountain sodas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can crank up the syrup to water ratio.
Oh, my gosh.
And Southern Missouri gas stations started doing this, and people are loving the heavy soda, sweet soda pop.
Wow. All right. I always see those wires back there, but
I didn't know they could change.
Yeah,
I thought it was just, this is what Pepsi tastes like. This is what you get. But apparently, no, you can crank up the Pepsi sweetness flavor.
I want to try.
I knew you would. Which husband's habits are easiest to change?
Oh, okay.
According to a recent survey, how he dresses is the easiest thing to change.
That is.
By far, the most difficult thing to change about a husband, his willingness to go to the doctor.
Really?
Guys just don't go to the doctor.
My dad does not go to the doctor.
I don't go to the doctor.
We've been telling him for like years.
Yeah, I get migraines and my wife is afraid like I have like some kind of brain tumor. And like, I guess I'll find out when I just die.
Oh my God. That's so dumb. That's so pick me.
It's just guys just see it as an inconvenience thing. It's just like, I'd rather drink heavy syrup soda the rest of my life and just go to the doctor.
But you'll look good because she picked out your clothes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look good.
True.
Hamburger Helper sales are on the rise, big time.
On the rise, really?
It's because people are so broke. People are looking for cheap, full meals. And so Hamburger Helper is now making a comeback.
I love Hamburger Helper.
I haven't had it in forever, but I was like, when I saw them, I'm like, I am broke. I do need some meals. And Hamburger Helper sounds delicious.
They
right
have
now.
Some really, I can't remember off the top of my head what the one is my mom gets, but it's good.
There's like a cheesy one, man.
Yes.
It would just crush. Yeah, I want some Hamburger Helper right now.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
How are you, Danny?
I'm good. How are you?
Just wonderful. Hannah, how are you?
Just wonderful.
Wow, Danny, she's doing wonderful. Let's make sure she's not doing too wonderful, okay?
I'll try.
All right. Danny's going to compete against Hannah and Hannah's homeschool. It's a pop culture quiz game. Danny, tell her to leave.
Get out, Hannah.
I like that. Yeah, there we go. So Hannah leaves the room so she can't hear the questions or the answers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Answers, and Danny's going to get all of the answers correct. Hannah's officially gone. Let's do this. Five questions coming her way. Dylan Efron is competing in Dancing with the Stars. Who is his brother?
Zac Efron.
Boom. MGK is formerly known as?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Boom. This pop star will make her Grand Ole Opry debut on October 7th.
Megan Maroney.
All right.
Miley Cyrus.
It was wrong, but it was a good guess, though. All right. This British singer announced the Loop Tour for 2026, supporting his new release for its album called Play.
Play. I heard this last week.
The British singer, Play, came out, and now he's doing his tour called the Loop Tour.
Is he a redhead?
Yes.
Ed Sheeran.
That's funny. And then what social media platform is required to be owned by U.S. companies and has just officially made a deal?
TikTok.
Four out of five.
Good job.
Great showing, Danny. Really strong showing. A tricky one question you missed. Let's see if Hannah does the same, though. If Hannah ties, she gets the win. She will need at least a 4 out of 5. We'll bring her back in next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Danny is answering 5 pop culture questions for Hannah's homeschool. We're bringing Hannah back into the room. Hannah stands outside the studio, glares at us through a window, and we hang out with Danny. And Danny answered the 5 pop culture questions pretty well. Danny, tell her how many you got right.
4 out of 5.
AB, tell her how many you knew.
I knew all of them.
What?
Which Whoa. Never happens.
Wow. So wow. We'll see how many you know. Hannah's got to get at least a 4 out of 5 for a record. We'll see how she does. Here we go. Dylan Efron is competing in Dancing with the Stars. Who is his brother?
Zac Efron.
All right, we're 1 for 1. MGK is formerly known as?
Machine Gun Kelly.
2 for 2.
Ooh, this maybe I'll know them all.
This pop star will make her Grand Ole Opry debut on October 7th.
Ooh.
You got all cocky. Maybe I'm going to know them all.
Yeah, maybe I should have kept my mouth shut. Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes, Sabrina Carpenter. That's the only question Danny missed. This British singer announced the Loop Tour in 2026 to go with his newly released album called Play.
Ed Sheeran.
Yep. And then which social media platform is required to be owned by U.S.-based companies and just made a deal?
TikTok.
5 for 5.
Wow, Hannah, wow. Nice.
Dang, Danny, strong showing from you, but an even stronger showing from Hannah. Somehow.
Good job, Hannah.
Oh, thank you.
So you know what you got to do? You got to say, this is Danny and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Danny, Molly, and Chase, and we all got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if we can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day, though. Average kitchen has at least 5 of these.
I'm going to say something that I have 2 of in front of me right now. I'm going to say Tupperware containers.
Tupperware containers. Average kitchen, at least 5. Good answer.
We've got way more than these. Water bottles.
Oh, good one, Kev. Good one.
I'm going to say 5 of the big knives. You know how you put them in those blocks?
Yeah.
There's like 5 in there.
Average kitchen has at least 5 of these. It's a food. Everyone's giving like Tupperware. Things
I was
you'd
proud
use.
Of our answers.
I know good answers, but they're not. No one had a food that you have. What food do you have at least 5 of them sitting around as you're thinking? 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, the number is 855-444-6342. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right. We're officially commercial free for the next hour. And we have the Megamind question of the day answer. Average kitchen has at least five of these. What does the average kitchen have five of? I did say and admit that it is a food. We have five of these food items.
All right. I'm going to just run through them because we got a lot on the text line. Cereals, bananas, spices, mac and cheese, apples, chips, boxes of pasta, bags of chips.
Good answers. Because one person got it correct. Do you see one that you think is correct, Hannah?
I'm going to say bananas.
Cereal. Five boxes of cereal.
That's a lot.
I know. I usually thought you just go Cinnamon Toast Crunch and you're good. Kevin, doesn't your son love cereal?
Yes, that's his thing. You know,
But you don't have 5 boxes because he eats it all in one sitting.
Yeah. I combine all the boxes into one giant box.
Yeah, I need to start eating cereal again. I miss cereal.
I miss Cinnamon Toast Crunch, actually. Yeah, I need to get some more. I think I gave my son my most annoying habit. Hold on one second, actually. Hannah, what do you think is my most annoying habit?
Oh, my gosh. Let me
no,
think
don't,
on that.
No, don't answer
we got
that.
Quite the list.
Stop! Okay, hold on. Let me explain what it is next. Parents, can we just keep it real for a second? Is there a habit, a characteristic of yourself that you're like, oh, I hate this, but I passed it to my kids? My kids do the exact same thing I do. 855-444-MEGA. What is that thing that your kids do that you do? 855-444-MEGA. 446342. All right, Hannah, we gave you a second to think about it. What do you think is my most annoying habit?
You can't calm down ever.
Okay, that wasn't it.
You have to be doing something at all times.
No, that wasn't what I passed to my kid. Thanks a lot. Now I'm just insecure about another thing. I cannot remember anyone's name.
Oh my gosh.
I am the worst. Like, so bad. Like, you can literally tell me your name, and then within 2 seconds later, I will call you the wrong name, and it won't even be close. So my son just started school, and he said, hey, I met a new friend at school. And we're like, tell me about it. And he's like, hey, I've been hanging out with Kelvin, and I like playing with Kelvin on the playground. And my wife, who's way more connected probably to the class list, because I am never going to remember kids' class list, made like a weird face. Like, I don't remember every a kid on his class
list. And
that's
a very specific name.
Yeah.
That's not really a generic name.
Yeah, that's like a niche name.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I don't remember a Kelvin. But whatever. She's like, you know, like there's probably like 25, 30 kids or whatever. He's not going to remember every kid. It just started like a week and a half ago. And so he comes back the next day. I'm like, well, did you play with Kelvin again? He goes, yeah, Kelvin told me, hey, why do you keep calling me Kelvin? My name's Trevor. We're cool.
What?
Not even close.
Wasn't even close.
No.
Like, oh. I'm like, wait, so Kelvin is Trevor? He's like, yeah, he told me, Dad. He's like, hey, Theodore, why do you keep calling me Kelvin? He's like, what do you mean? That's your name. He goes, my name's not Kelvin.
Oh, man.
And so, like, we still, like, have a ruddy joke. My daughter, who's only two, like, can only, like, form, little sentences. Now, like, I don't think he's realized that, like, we got the wrong name. So when he walks back in, she'll go, Kelvin, Kelvin. Oh, so, like, Kelvin now exists in our house.
Oh, my gosh.
We've renamed some kid in that class Kelvin.
We've done the same thing here at work.
Yeah.
There's people that Brett mistakes as their names. And so now, like, shout out Dino. His name's not Dino, but we call him Dino. His name's Drew.
Yeah, Dino. I didn't know.
Hopefully he's not listening, but yeah.
That's okay if he's listening because I had no idea who the hell Hannah was talking about. I was like, yeah, that's probably true. Who is she talking about?
Dino?
Yeah. Yeah. But like when you said his name was Drew, it confused me.
Yeah.
I forgot that Dino's name wasn't Drew or Drew wasn't
you know.
Dino.
See our confusion here?
I cannot remember people's names. I passed it on to my kids. It sucks. I've tried everything, too. Everything to remember people's names. Kevin, you giving any kids anything? No?
No, yeah, I have given my kids a lot, besides the anxiety that is genetic. The big problem that I have given my kids is, well, my daughter is like me. She's really quick to overreact, and then everything's fine, and she calms down. My son is like me when it comes to portion control, especially when it comes to chocolate, especially when it comes to chocolate chips, putting the amount of chocolate chips on your yogurt.
So specific.
Yes, I am terrible.
This is a confessional.
Yes, going in and getting the chocolate chips to, you know, you put a little handful on your yogurt, makes it taste a little chocolate. It's good. Jackson is just like me, a little handful. Like, hey,
he's piled it up.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. You know,
how come the bag's gone in one day? Well, that's why.
Hilarious. Okay, what do you do that now all of a sudden your kids do? I just thought of one that my wife does that drives me crazy, and now my kids do. I'll tell you what it is next. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Did you kid your kids one of your bad habits? I have to admit, I have passed on my worst habit, although Hannah has pointed out that we can debate because I have many bad habits to pass on to people.
Very true, very true.
Thank you. But I cannot remember people's names for life. I remember, like, vivid details about what we did together, their story. I do pay attention to people. I just have no idea what your name is. I'd be like, oh man, remember that one time we did this, this, and this? And I'll remember all of the details, but I will not remember your name.
I'll give you that. That's true. Mm-hmm. I can verify that.
Right.
I am the worst. And so my son comes home from school, just started school, and I'm nervous about him making friends. I'm like, you making any friends, man? Yeah, I got a friend. His name's Kelvin. And then he tells me, Kelvin asked him, why do you keep calling me Kelvin? My name's Trevor. And I will also say that I might not have these names correct, too, when I tell you.
Yeah.
Apparently, I have passed on my inability to remember people's names to my son. Is there something that annoys you or a habit that you have? You're like, oh, my God, now my kid does the same thing. 855-444-6342. Kevin, you talked about how, like, your son, Jackson, will just pile up chocolate chips on your guys' yogurt.
Yeah, that's...
My kids have now picked up with the way my wife eats Oreos, and it drives me crazy. She would never consider it a bad habit. But whenever she eats Oreos, she'll tap the Oreo on the table for whatever reason. It, like, knocks off the dust, I guess, and then she dips it. But it's just, I don't, it, for some reason.
That would irk me.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Oh,
my gosh, the crumbs?
I'm like, why are you tapping it? And she gets a little paper plate towel. And now I was watching my kids eat Oreos, and they were doing the freaking tap. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Stop tapping like your mom. I don't know why we would tap an Oreo, but we're tapping it. And she does it, and now the kids do it. It's just the kids start eating and doing things that you do. They watch everything, even the ones that we should never do. Like, you don't need to tap an Oreo on the table before you eat it. No need for that. Abby, what habit did your kid pick up?
So my husband hates when I take my socks off and just leave them around the house. Like,
my God.
Like, shove them in the couch cushions or
my wife says the
anywhere.
Same thing about me. I'm always like, I can't find my socks. And she's like, because you leave them everywhere.
No.
Yeah. So I'm really bad about that. And now my two daughters, my 10-year-old and definitely my 2-year-old, we will find socks all around the house, definitely shoved in the couch cushions. And my husband gets so mad because now she's picked up that habit.
No. Hilarious. I have the same habit, if it makes you feel any better. I don't know if it does, but I'm also leave
well,
the socks.
I'm not alone.
Yes, no. Thank you so much for the call. Seriously, and I think my son does that too. I actually don't think my kids pick up any good habits from me. It's like every bad habit comes from dad.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So apparently indefinite does not mean indefinitely, because after a week-long suspension, actually 6 days of being suspended, Jimmy Kimmel is set to return back to television tonight. So this whole thing comes after he made remarks against Charlie Kirk's death, which made the FCC and the parent companies of his show choose to take him off air. That happened last Wednesday. We all thought that Jimmy would be done because they were using words like indefinitely. But then yesterday, they dropped the news that he's going to be back actually tonight. So a spokesperson for ABC Network now says, last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming of a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. So tonight, he'll be back.
I think it's interesting all the word choices that are being thrown around here, because one of the things I said immediately afterwards was, you know, censorship scares me, and word censorship has been thrown around a lot.
Right.
But I said, you know, as broadcast companies do hold a responsibility to not inflame intense situations too. And that's what they came back and said. So first it was like, Jimmy said something inaccurate about the Charlie Kirk shooter. and we're going to pull them off the air because of that. But now it became like, wait a minute, these are volatile times and we don't want to make it more volatile.
Yeah.
The second thing is, some of the parent companies aren't going to bring him back
up.
Right. He's not going to be on every single ABC. Depending on where you live, you might not get Jimmy Kimmel tonight, which is super interesting.
The affiliates have the right to do that. And I believe they've always had the right to do that, to preempt anything anytime they want, because they kind of own that type of broadcast.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
It is really interesting, and I'm so curious as to what he's going to say tonight. I don't know if it's going to be an apology. I don't know if it's going to be joking about the situation.
Because remember, they said he could only come back on if he apologizes and makes a sizable donation to a charity. Did Jimmy do that? Well, two things that I think are interesting. I think it seems like cooler heads prevail from the comment from Disney. It seems like, hey, we've had healthy conversations. So I think we're going to see not a clause out Jimmy.
Yeah.
But if he comes on and just straight apologizes, that's not really on brand for Jimmy. And he has a chance to lose some of his audience and kind of walk back what he stands for. And so he can't really just go, I was wrong, and just backpedal. But that's what it almost seems like they said you have to do to get back on the air. And now he's getting back on the air. So
is it going to be like a PR statement, or is it going to be genuine,
or is it going to be Matt Damon, Jimmy's evil nemesis?
I have no idea.
Do you think he'll apologize?
I don't think it'll be sincere.
I think it'll be a sincere apology.
I think he'll apologize.
Yeah, yes. I do too.
I do think it'll be a sincere apology, but he will still say, look, I do not want to make things more dangerous in our country because we are in a dangerous time, but I still have my beliefs, and he will make his beliefs still very clear. I don't think he'll backpedal on where he stands with the Trump administration.
Yeah, I mean, there's no changing that. I mean, he has his opinions, and his opinions have always been his opinions, so I don't think we'll expect a totally different Jimmy, but I do think he'll do what he has to do to stay afloat, but I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see tonight.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Is it okay to use ChatGPT for, speeches? What about for, a maid of honor or best man speech? Does it feel wrong to use AI to help with something so personal? 855-444-MEGA. Brides, maid of honors, be honest. Would you be upset if you found out your maid of honor used ChatGPT to write the speech? And if you've ever been a maid of honor or best man, did you use ChatGPT for help? 855-444-6342. AB, you might be surprised by this, has to give a maid of honor speech and is nervous about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't like public speaking.
Which is crazy.
Because you talk
on the radio. I hate public speaking. Even on the radio, it feels like we're not talking to anybody.
Well,
it just...
We probably aren't.
Nobody's listening. I know nobody's listening. That's what I tell myself, at least, so I'm fine. But I hate public speaking, but I do like writing. I've always been a good writer. And so, but with writing, I have to wait for that hit of inspiration to just come. I can't just sit down and be like, okay, now's the day I'm going to write it. It's this weekend, so it's coming up.
Yeah, you better start.
But I can't just sit and write it. I have to wait for it to come to me.
Do you think it's okay to use ChatGPT?
No.
No.
And my dad suggested that. He was why don't you just, put a couple things into ChatGPT, see if it'll concoct something for you. I think that's cheating.
Really surprised that you think that, because you use ChatGPT for everything.
You do,
It's not like anytime I write a letter to one of my friends or something, I'm not putting that through ChatGPT. It's a very personal thing that you're writing.
I actually am on your side.
I do
think it's cheating. When I was devoted from maid of honor, I still had to give a speech, and I didn't use ChatGPT. I wouldn't use ChatGPT for anything like that.
You didn't use our help either. We gave some suggestions, and then they were kind of more of a roast, but you didn't use any of our suggestions.
Correct. I didn't use anything. I do think that it needs to be written by you from the heart. You were selected as maid of honor for a reason. I think you should have enough in your own heart and in your own mind to say.
Anybody can put stuff into ChatGPT and whip up a speech, but there is a reason I was chosen to give it.
Yeah, but you're not, it's not like you're just going to throw it in a ChatGPT and never read it beforehand. It's kind of like a check-all. To me, it's what you would use it for. You're not going to just write, okay, I'm going to throw this ingredients into this ChatGPT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
GPT.
What if makes it the same as the other speeches?
Okay.
What if the best man is also using ChatGPT and our speeches are the same?
Just insert a different name?
That would be awesome. You got a viral moment right there.
This is why I don't think it's cheating, though, because it's your thoughts, your information, your stories about your friend, and then you're asking for someone to help you put structure to it.
Yeah, it's like
can you ask a friend? For like, hey, can I run this speech by you? And you lean on Hannah and she goes, oh, I would take out that part, or I would maybe insert a joke. Could you ask Hannah for advice? Could you ask your mom for advice? Is the answer yes to that? Because then what's wrong with ChatGPT also helping you with it?
I think I could ask for advice.
See?
Like, I could ask my mom, but she also knows the bride.
No.
So it doesn't feel like cheating to me.
I feel like even help, like personal help, is different than AI help.
Why?
AI help doesn't know you or know your writing, it's not going to sound like you.
I will say this for any speeches or any like concoctions, it's something I didn't embrace sooner. I've had to write a couple of like important emails, and I've always just written them, and I'm terrible with grammar. I skip words. I make mistakes all the time. So then what I started to do was I put down my thoughts, my ideas, threw it in the ChatGPT, and then I thought, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Like, if ChatGPT helps me articulate the feelings and emotions that I want to express about my friend, that's not considered cheating. You want the right emotions for your friend. If ChatGPT helps you do that, who cares?
I think what makes it beautiful is your grammar, though. Like, that's who you are. If you come out, Brett, with a speech for me and it's perfectly articulated and spelt correctly, I'm going to know that's not you. That is not
you. Actually call
that
her,
is not you.
If you call her Hannah, she's going to know it's not you.
Yeah.
She's
going
to get a word right. All right. 855-444-MEGA. Do you think that ChatGPT is a resource when it comes to writing like a maid of honor speech, or if you do any public speaking, is it like, hey, these are supposed to be your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and if you lean on AI, it lessens it? at any degree? Has anyone been a maid of honor? Did you use ChatGPT? How did you feel about it? 855-444-6342. If you have to give a maid of honor speech, is it, quote unquote, from AB, considered cheating if you use ChatGPT? If you type in all the information about your friend or best friend or your sister, and you're the maid of honor and you give all the information and then ChatGPT helps you articulate it, does it feel kind of icky that, like, oh, you had to lean on AI, you couldn't write a speech? 855-444-MEGA. AB, who doesn't like public speaking, has to give a speech this weekend.
I just think using ChatGPT seems icky and it seems lazy. Like, just put the time in and figure it out yourself.
Agreed.
Why? If don't you want the best? You want what's best for your friend. Your friend. If you
want my friend to be my friend, I don't want AI to be my friend.
Anything put into ChatGPT will come out a little bit fake because it's not you.
I do think that, like, when you type things into ChatGPT, it comes across a little like AI robot-y. But if it helps you articulate the words you are struggling to find, and then your friend feels those emotions, who cares how we get to the result as long as we got to the result? I want that person on their wedding day to feel the love that I am trying to give, and I don't care how we get there. I don't care if AB has to help me write it. And at the end of the day, if my friend then feels it, then who cares? I don't care if it's ChatGPT, you know, a stranger out in the middle of the road. If you can help me, help me. It's okay to ask for help. That's what I think. Emily, did you have to ask for help when it came to writing a maid of honor speech?
I did. I am with 100%. I have such bad public speaking. And so I was like, ChatGPT, help me. Like, how am I going to skeleton note this? Give me an idea. So, like, I think it's fine if you just, like, use details and then you kind of make it personalized. But to use it just straight up word for word exactly what ChatGPT says, I'm with you, it kind of seems bad. But I had a speech this summer, and that's how I did mine.
You know,
which is kind of like,
how did the speech go? Did you feel like you knocked it out of the park then?
100%. Everyone was clapping, and everyone said that was the best speech they've ever heard in their entire life.
Boom.
And
so
but did you feel like you took credit for it?
No.
100%. Right. That's something I would want to feel.
I said it was 50-50. I was like, you know what? I needed support to be able to feel confident in the speech, but, like, I made my own spin on it. So it was mostly mine, but, like, I just used some formatting from ChatGPT.
See, you said you've been waiting for inspiration. What if Chat over here, our good friend Chat, thank you so much for the call, can be the inspiration? Like, oh, my God, I never even would have thought of that phrasing or that word, and that has sparked all these different words and phrasing that I'm looking for.
I don't want to use ChatGPT.
I guarantee.
I can't.
10 years from now, we're not even going to think anything about it. We're going to be like, it's my good old buddy. I call him Chitty Chat, whatever you call him. Macy, do you think it's okay to use ChatGPT for, like, a maid of honor speech?
I do.
Okay.
So I use ChatGPT. I will put all my information into it. I pull the message that it gives me, and then I rewrite it.
Oh. How do you feel about that? That okay now? Now we're reworking.
I still don't like that.
Nah, it's because you're not cool.
I have dealt with a situation where I was using ChatGPT to kind of rekindle things with a friend, and I felt like I was being very tedious about it, making sure it was very sincere, but she was taking my messages and plugging them in, and I was getting, I was apologizing to ChatGPT.
It's just not sincere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you would just send your messages, and then she was just taking it and then writing back. Wow.
Oh, yeah. The whole conversation for a week was ChatGPT, and so I just stopped talking to her.
Interesting. Thank you so much for the call. I do think at one point, Chat's just going to go up there and knock out the speech for us. Like, we'll just send ChatGPT up there for us. Hey, I have public speaking anxiety. Here's my friend Chat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.